2D, listening. Exercises 2B and 3, page 22.
Welcome to our world. Today we have marine biologist and environmentalist Professor Wycliffe with us to talk about the worrying issues of waste and water pollution. Welcome, Professor Wycliffe.
I'm glad to be here.
Professor, you've been studying and monitoring water pollution for over 15 years now. Before we get on to the subject of marine pollution, could you tell us how you ended up studying pollution?
Sure. My parents were both professors of Spanish, and as a child I spent most of my summers in Mexico. We had a beach house, and I remember how the water was crystal clear until one day in 1979 there was an oil spill. I was 16, and I remember walking through thick lumps of oil and seeing dead marine animals lying on the beach. I guess it shocked me, and I knew I would dedicate my life to fighting pollution. I started reading everything I could about environmental protection, and of course decided to study marine biology at university, and then environmental science.
So what are you researching now exactly?
Well, my research concentrates on the long-term effects of chemical waste on marine life and ecosystems, which is quite vast, and trust me, it keeps me busy. For example, I've just been to a conference on the most recent disastrous oil spill of 2 years ago. But that's another topic in itself, and today I would like to talk about water pollution in general.
Of course.
Right, so let me begin by reminding everyone what water and particularly marine pollution involves, because unfortunately many people are actually unaware of how human activity is polluting seas. And as a matter of fact, even though everyone knows that water pollution is a problem, many of us are polluting rivers and seas without even realizing it.
Go ahead.
Firstly, there is no mystery as to what causes marine pollution. It is nothing more than the release of waste from human activities such as sewage, farm waste, industrial waste, and general rubbish into the sea that causes harm to living organisms and the natural marine ecosystem.
So whatever harm is caused, it is solely due to human activity and not anything natural, right?
Yes, that's right. Anything caused by natural phenomena cannot be considered pollution. For example, scientists agree that global warming is responsible for damage to coral reefs, but most experts also agree that global warming is caused by human activity and so on. And that is why it is essential that people understand what they are doing.
Sure.
Now, although some people rightly believe that factories, ships, or oil companies are causing water pollution, believe it or not, one of the main problems, in my opinion, is farming.
Really?
Yes, a huge amount of plant and animal waste and fertilizer ends up in our rivers and then our seas. And when this decays, it reduces the amount of oxygen in the water. This can lead to what we call toxic blooms that in turn kills plants and thousands of fish. This goes along with a rise in water temperature, which has disastrous effects. Usually, when the temperature rises, the oxygen level goes down. This is what happened to coral reefs in the 1980s and 1990s, when about 90% of the reefs in the Indian Ocean were damaged. Imagine, the world's reefs provide homes for about 25% of all marine life. If we lose the reefs, it will be disastrous.
I can imagine.
The next problem I would like to discuss is one which many people are unaware of, but concerns us all. Chemical waste from industry is being absorbed by plants and is then eaten by fish and sea mammals. So although certain whale and seal species have been protected from hunting since the 1980s, their populations are not increasing. In fact, there has been an increase in deaths due to diseases, and so a drop in numbers. Toxic chemicals are also found in seashells that people are eating, by the way. And now I'd like to come to the problem that many of us are responsible for without really knowing it. Our beaches and sea are littered with waste, especially plastic and glass, which can be devastating for marine life. But did you know that a lot of the rubbish actually gets to the sea from our cities through the sewage system, so it isn't the people who walk the beach who are to blame? One survey showed that the most common type of waste found on beaches near cities was not oil, but firstly cigarette ends, and then plastic bags. A number of marine animals die from trying to eat plastic bags they mistake for food.
I see.
Yes, so there is a lot we can individually do to help.
Definitely. Let's take a short break and you can tell us what we all need to do in a few minutes.